It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. And, of course, on the phone line is one of my favorite people. And she actually dates one of my other favorite people, Tracy Edmonds. Good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
Good morning, Russ. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. You know, the month of March is Women's History Month. I don't need to tell you. You know that. And I thought it would be really great to get, like, a real positive role model. And, of course, a lot of y'all don't realize that Tracy is behind a lot of great movies, Jumping the Broom, Soul Food, the series Soul Food, Little Kim's Countdown to Lockdown, BET's College Hill. Just a brilliant young lady. And I just want to say that you really are the epitome of what young ladies need to look up to. Do you think that we have a problem now that there are not enough role models like yourself out there for young ladies to look up to?
You know what? First of all, thank you so much for your kind words and making me feel good this morning. I do wish that we had a chance to just kind of see more women, because there are a lot of amazing women doing some great things behind the scenes, especially African-American women. But a lot of times we don't have a chance to hear their stories. So I do wish that there were more outlets that were really telling their stories, because these women, a lot of the young ladies these days, they're growing up watching reality TV and seeing a lot of negative images of our women, and, you know, seeing a different side of women that they don't need to see,
right.
You know, instead of seeing women working and creating and mothering and, you know, being positive women, they're seeing women tearing down each other.
Right.
So we need more positive imaging.
There isn't a balance. You know what I mean? We don't have a balance. I mean, it's okay to show some of that, but what can we offset it with? And we don't have it a lot of. And I know that, you know, you make films and you do television shows, but Hollywood is not buying all that positivity all the time. Am I wrong to say that?
No, you're absolutely right, and you're correct in saying that we need balance. And so the problem with a lot of these shows is that we're not, you know, balancing the storylines and seeing these women do positive things. You know, we're only showing them, you know, the negative side of their lives. And so it would be nice in a lot of these shows if we had a chance to see more of their careers and sisterhood, you know, if we are going to show, you know, the negative side in them, you know, whether it's them arguing or tearing each other down. And, you know, and we know it's a ratings game, and it's a profit, you know, business. And so they're looking for advertising dollars and ratings and stuff. But I think you can still get ratings and dollars by telling, you know, fun, you know, positive stories or making people laugh, or there are other ways.
And, of course, Tracy Edmonds is on the line. You know, I think part of the issue, especially with some young African-American women, is self-esteem issues, daddy issues. You know, how important it is to have a father in a young girl's life. Do you feel that is contributing to some of the issues with, a lot of these young ladies not having high expectations?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of women are, especially in our community, are coming from broken homes. And so you're absolutely right that they don't have relationships with their fathers. But I think, too, that they just really need a positive women to talk to and to hold their hand and guide them through life and share life experiences, you know, share the ups and downs and share things, you know, to look out for and teach women how to be ladies, you know, how to handle themselves with grace and dignity and respect. You know, I had the beautiful opportunity 2 days ago of going to Spelman College and actually spending the day on campus with all the young ladies there and speaking to them and, again, sharing, you know, my life experiences with them and things that I've been through. And, I mean, it was so beautiful because they were really listening and asking questions and really wanting, you know, that mentoring and that guidance. And, you know, so they're really, really hungry for those types of relationships.
We're talking to Tracy Edmonds, and, of course, this month, the month of March, is Women's History Month. And I'm not going to keep you much longer, but And I'm going to say this with all due respect, and I hope you don't find anything offensive of what I'm saying, but, I mean, you've been involved with some very powerful men, and you married Babyface Edmonds. And when you first came onto the scene, you know, everybody said, oh, that's Babyface Edmonds' wife. But it's Tracy Edmonds. You carved out your niche and said, okay, you know, I might have been married to this man, but I think you have far exceeded, you know, what people expected, because they were just saying, okay, she's married to a popular guy. But you're just brilliant. And I think you're just, I want to celebrate you. I guess I'm gushing too much over you. But I just think that you're just brilliant.
Thank you.
And people tend to get judged by who they're with, but not by who they are.
You know what? And again, I really appreciate, you know, all of your beautiful, beautiful words this morning. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, I've worked my entire life. I've been working since I was 13 years old. I came from a single parent household where I had to contribute financially. And I've never stopped working. And so when I got with Kenny, I continued working. And so I was always, you know, married, right, you know, working and creating TV shows and creating, you know, record albums and creating films. And so right, I always had my own independent income stream. And so when Kenny and I split up, we split up on great terms. We're great friends. Yeah. But great. I continued my career. Yeah.
Well, like Dion's Family Playbook, which is airing now on the OWN Network. Overset Network is blowing up, man. Just got some great shows on there.
I
do want to kind of end. It's like, I'm a big fan of Deion Sanders. I just think he's brilliant on the NFL Network. I think he's got a great personality. And, you know, I would never ask you when you guys are going to get married. I would never do that because I think that's none of my business. But when are you guys going to get married?
You know what? Let me tell you, Deion is such an incredible man. And when I tell you, he makes me so happy. I mean, every day of my life, I thank God for blessing me and putting him in my life. He's so much fun. And we have an amazing time together. So, I mean, yes, there's definitely those discussions. You know, we have to figure out our geography. Like, the hard part for us is the back and forth. And because I'm, you know, based in L.A., he's based in Dallas. And so we're flying back and forth all the time. It's been time together. So we got to figure that side out. But I do want everybody to check out our show. We're on OWN Saturday nights at 10 o'clock East Coast time. And it's fun. It's positive. There is some drama there, you know, but when we're talking about great stories, you know, to balance the drama, you know, there's, you know, the great stories. And when I tell you that this week's episode, Saturday night, is going to be epic, it is going to be epic. You have never seen family drama, you know, like what goes down this Saturday. And I'm kind of up in the drama as well, unfortunately.
I got you. Well, Deion's Family Playbook, and of course, Tracy is the producer and also stars with Deion Sanders on the OWN Network. And listen, Tracy, you're the epitome of class. You're the epitome of an excellent role model to all our young ladies out there. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. It really has.
Oh, same here. Thank you so much for having me on. I've loved it. So we'll do this again.
Okay. Absolutely. Tracy Edmonds, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks.
The Wiz.